I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, good morning. We got the Washington Redskins facing off against the Vikings this weekend here in Washington, D.C. To set it all up for us, Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins. Larry, we have since the last time we talked to you, what a game last weekend with the Redskins squaring off against the Seahawks and taking it from them. Just winning that thing through a combination of skill and luck.
Shows you how time rapidly flies by. Seattle played last night again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and there was a good buzz off of that for several days. This week has been another week for the Redskins to get healthy, and you got a Minnesota team coming in. It's the salute service game, so there's been a full week of military appreciation activities the Redskins have been involved with every single day of the week. And it's a big game. They're 4-4, and Minnesota's won four straight. They're 6-2, so they got to find a way to get a win.
The question here, among many others, is how does that makeshift offensive line hold up against the Vikings this weekend?
Well, Vikings get a lot of sacks. Griffin's got 10 this year. You got a couple of guys who could be back. Sean LaValle, I think, has improved. The left guard, I think the right guard, Brandon Scherff, is having a great year. He's improved. And we'll see about Trent Williams. So I think the Redskins will get some guys back this week, but it still won't be easy.
And whose game is this, offense or defense?
Well, that's a great question, Mary, because it's a team sport, right? It's a consummate team sport. So I think one thing the Redskins are going to have to do because of the pass rush that Vince talked about is get a running game going in this game, which they haven't been able to do over the last couple of games. That would be important, take some of the heat off of Kirk Cousins, who's just playing great. He's just taking a step up every game. And the Redskins' defense has to force some turnovers for the first time in several games. They won't be chasing a quarterback. Minnesota quarterback Case Keenum isn't a scrambler, but he's done pretty well. They've won four straight. So a different style of attack this week. I think the Redskins will be ready to play Sunday. I think this is a big game for them, back at home, home crowd support. And so, you want me to do the traffic?
Would you? that's suggestive that this is a Vikings team with good pocket protection, and it's going to be hard to penetrate that offensive line.
Very good. Vince, you've been doing your homework.
Thank you.
They've only given up like 10 sacks, and they've got some weapons. They've got a kid named Stephon Diggs, who's a local product, went to Maryland and Good Counsel High School. He's electrifying. He's a great player. And so defensively, the Redskins have really taken a step up, I think, this year. You can see it week in and week out. It's good to see because you can bring that defense every single week, and you're going to be in every game. And this is a unique opponent, and the coaches know each other very well. Mike Zimmer and Jay Gruden were together as the defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator at Cincinnati a few years back. They both got hired at the same time for head coaching jobs. So these guys know each other's games pretty well, so there's no secrets between these two teams.
The place that they're in now is at 4-4 means they're still fighting in playoff contention here. Every game matters, obviously, but going forward in terms of getting there. But they can't rely on the luck they had last week when you have a field goal kicker for the Seattle Seahawks who misses three in the same game. Just not going to happen again. That's the one you get each year.
I don't see that as luck, Vince, okay? They've got to do better, and the Redskins had a few things not go their way as well.
That's
but
right.
If you get down to the end of the game and you have to score to win, and you do, you leave that game with a lot of confidence. Confidence is so important, so I think the Redskins' confidence this week is brimming. They got a couple tough games coming up, and you can't afford to lose any more games in the NFC for sure, or any games at all, so... A big game coming up on WMAL Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff, 12 o'clock with a pregame show. Cannot wait.
And you get to hear the voice that you just heard, Larry Michael, calling the game. Thank you, sir.
And if Colt McCoy's listening, hello, Colt.
Hey, Colt. Nice to talk to you. 751.